This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined on Friday by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. Matt, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Well, you know, going into the weekend, I mean, of course, we're down on the week a little bit. Really hadn't been a great market so far this week. I mean, we're still focused on production. Had a couple of little bounces in here, but overall, it looks like we're going to lose a little ground for corn and beans. As you and I talk, in all honesty, the market's just dead as a doornail. Corn's down a half, beans down a quarter to a half. So really not a whole lot going on right now. And I think a lot of this is due to the fact the weather's pretty good overall. And there's just not a whole lot as far as tariff news goes. So we've got some trade agreements we've announced. Not a whole lot of specifics, though. I think the trade's looking for more specifics where they get too excited about some of these trade agreements. In particular, we really need to see something happen with China here before too long. Just no bean sales on the books whatsoever for new crop, and it's fairly concerning.
This week, when we've been trying to look for silver linings or any kind of positive news to point to, we've kind of been saying that the demand for corn is maybe one of those things, but is there anything else that you can think of right now in terms of the marketplace? Because like you said, it's just kind of a bearish news cycle right now.
Well, you know, if we're looking for a silver lining, you know, as I look at corn, there's no doubt that the crop is a ways from being in the bin. It's a good crop. We know that. It's probably going to be a trend line tight, maybe even above trend. You got to think USDA comes in with a fairly high number here in August. But at the same time, there's a lot of disease pressure people are talking about. Actually, too much rain.
That was Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Ethan Smith, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for about 6 years. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it helps keep me informed on new topics and research around the industry, including soils, insects, diseases, and much more. It's also a great way to network with others around the state and beyond. Iowa is known for its crops, and that's why we're here. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
September corn down 0.75 cents at 3.93 1/4. August soybeans up 2 cents at 9.63 3/4. August soybean meal up 80 cents at 2.62.60. August soybean oil down 58 cents at $55. Chicago wheat down 4 1/4 at 5.19 even. Minneapolis wheat down 5 cents at 5.74. Kansas City hard red wheat down 5.5 cents at 5.20 3/4. On the Merck, August live cattle up $1.90 at 2.29.68. August feeder cattle up $1.75 at 3.33.13. August lean hogs down 8 cents at 107.05. Class 3 milk up 4 cents at 17.17. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.